it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for our week two picks, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I'm broadcasting live from Rogers Center in Toronto. Jeremy and Ed holding it down in Baltimore, 105.7 The Fan Studios. Guys, I alluded to this earlier to Lee. This game scares me, but because they're home, I'm going Bengals over the Jaguars. What you got there, Ed?
I'm going Jaguars over the Bengals. I think they're a better team. I think the Bengals defense is terrible.
You might not be wrong there, Ed. Honestly, this is the only reason I'm going with them, because they're home. Jeremy.
I think Ed's in a tie. I took Cincinnati here. This is a game where I think we're going to see a ton of points. And with this point spread, it makes me want to take Jacksonville, especially it's over a hook. But I think Cincinnati wins at home.
Jeremy, Giants at Cowboys.
I'm taking the Cowboys. I mean, the Giants looked dreadful last week until they get rid of Russell Wilson and punt that sumbitch into the sun. He can't play. He stinks. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take Cowboys.
I'm going with Cowboys, too, for all of those reasons. I don't really believe in the Cowboys, but I have zero confidence in Mr. Wilson and the Giants. Ed.
I'm going the same way. I'm going Cowboys as well. I think Dart is going to be the quarterback soon, and I think they'll be much better off.
Will the Lions bounce back at home this week against the Bears, Ed?
100%. I believe they come back. I think they are going to take a step back from last year, losing both coordinators and their center retired and things like that. But I think they come out and beat the Bears.
If you think this game is going to be a blowout, you're disappointed. If you think the Lions blow them out, you're only half wrong. I think the Lions win against the Bears, but I think it's going to be a close game, Jeremy.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm taking Dallas. I think they bounce back at home. Home opener.
Lions,
here.
You mean?
What did I say, Dallas?
You said Dallas. Yeah.
Yeah, Detroit. They both begin with a D. Just figure
they
it out.
They both have, like, silver.
Figure it out. Yeah, it's fine.
Well, we know you like D.
Oh.
Roar. I'm taking the Lions.
Roar. Rams at Titans, Jeremy.
Look, I think this game is way more intriguing than people want to give it credit for. I am dying to pick the Titans here. I'm taking the Rams. I think they figure out a way to win this game. The Titans played way better than you think last week, and the Rams played way worse than you think.
You don't have to convince me, Jeremy Kahn, because I'm going to push you over. I'm taking the Titans in this football game. I think they win and introduce themselves with some authority against the Rams. Just, Ed, your pick.
I'm going Rams. I think the Rams are actually a good team. I have no faith in the Titans. I think the Rams win on the road.
Patriots versus Dolphins, Ed.
Patriots, Dolphins, I'm going Patriots. I think the Dolphins are a dumpster fire right now. I don't think New England's everything that people are putting them up to be. They lost to the Raiders, you know, last week. But I'm going to go with the Patriots on the road.
There's so much infighting going on in Miami right now. I think they implode if they haven't all imploded already. I'll echo your sentiments. It has nothing to do with my belief in the Patriots. I just don't have any belief at all in the Dolphins. I'm going Patriots.
I was telling Ed this morning, I talked to a friend that's in the know saying there's just so many wholesale problems with this Dolphins team. Yeah. Behind the scenes, it started in training camp, and like none of these dogs are hunting. I even told him that there was a stat out at Tua that he has the highest percentage of throws to his first read over the past 3 years, and it's by a whopping margin. You take away his first read, we see what he can do. I think the Patriots went on the road.
We had the same conversation about the Dolphins yesterday before the game, for the show. It's bad, worse than people think. Mm. 49ers at Saints, Jeremy.
I'm taking the 49ers, even though quarterback situation is questionable at best there.
Kittle's out.
Yeah, so you got Kittle out, you've got Purdy out, but Christian McCaffrey's still there, so I'm going to go with San Francisco having the best player on the field.
Again, it has nothing to do with what I think about the one team that's going to win. It's just I have no faith in the team that I think is going to lose. I'm going 49ers. Ed?
I'm going 49ers as well, same reasons. I just think a couple of significant injuries. But I think the Saints could be the worst team in the league. I think the Dolphins maybe right now, but I'm going to go with the Saints for this moment.
I think the Saints are we can't win and you can't make us. Yeah. I do.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bills at Jets. It.
I'm going with an upset here. I'm hoping the Bills have a bit of a hangover after that huge win over the Ravens. The Jets should have won the game against Pittsburgh, and I think it's, you know, division rivalry at home is a little different. I think the Jets surprised the Bills in a squeaker.
I think you with the right word, hope, bad strategy, Bills. Mm-hmm. They win this game.
So I kind of agree with Ed here, but I'm not ballsy enough to take the Jets in this spot. I think the Bills find a way to win. But this is that prototypical spot that you circle. Emotional comeback win, yep, going on the road to facing a divisional opponent that just had an emotional loss and they shouldn't have lost the game. And it's so funny how perception is. Like, everybody's like, the Steelers are going to kick the Seahawks' ass. Did you see what they did to the Jets? Yeah, I saw them give up 30-some points.
Yeah.
Seattle stinks. Yeah, but did you see Seattle's defense and what they did? Mm-hmm. So, like, it's all about matchups and timing. I think the Jets keep this close and make it interesting, but I think the Bills are good enough to find a way to win.
Well, since you brought it up, what are your thoughts on the Seattle Steelers game?
Give me the Seahawks. Like, people could sit here and bump their gums about how good Aaron Rodgers looked and everything. Okay, that's fine. They did. They look good. Both teams look good against the other team's defense, so I don't know what to tell you there. But Seattle's defense is damn sure going to be ready for his old ass, and I think Seattle wins this game.
Yeah, I'm going Seattle in this, too. I don't think I think they win this and show you they're not as bad as you thought they were. Ed.
I'm going with Pittsburgh at home. I just think they still have a good defense. They just put up a lot of points on them, but I still think they're good. They're at home. I'm just going with Pittsburgh. Not that I want to. I'd like them to lose a couple games here.
Can I tell you how surprised? So, like, I'm one of those big believers in the teams that come from the West Coast and play a 1 mm-hmm. o'clock game on the East Coast and all that stuff. I'm looking at everything, and I'm still going, I don't get it. The line is 3, and it's not budging, and everyone and their mother. I just checked. My mom bet on the Steelers, too. Everyone's betting on the Steelers.
Broncos at Colts. Ed.
I'm going Colts, actually. I think the Broncos are a real good team. They're going to challenge for the West. Well, they're supposed to, anyway. But I was kind of surprised and pleased to see the Colts win big. I think I'm going to go with Indianapolis at home.
I'm going Colts in this one as well. I think this will be a close game, one of the better games of the week probably, but I'm going Colts, Jeremy.
I can't believe we're running this across the board. We're really? All going Colts. Another great spot. It's the Broncos' first road game. They didn't look particularly good against the Titans, and I think the Colts present some other problems for them. I like the Colts to win.
Jeremy, Panthers, Cardinals.
Give me the Cardinals. I still think the Panthers are better than they showed in week one. Cardinals home opener, I'll take them.
I'm going Cardinals as well, home opener. I think the Panthers are going to be a better football team, but I think the Cardinals right now are better. And at home, yeah, I'm going with them. Ed.
I'm going Cardinals as well. I think they're a better team. I just think they're a better team, frankly. That's about all I can say, and they're at home.
Eagles, Chiefs, Ed.
Oh, I'm going Eagles. I think the Eagles are much better than the Chiefs. I think, the Chiefs lost to the Chargers, whether they're a good team now. But I think from what I saw, knowing what the Eagles have, the Eagles win this one on the road.
Home opener. Everybody's watching. Every time you put the Chiefs down and doubt them, they win, including on Sunday. I think they beat the Eagles.
You mean to tell me that I can get 1.5 points with the Chiefs at home and people are all over the Eagles because they beat them in the Super Bowl last year? As I've said numerous times, there's so much to love about the Chiefs in this spot. You give Andy Reid a little extra time, a lot of time, and he will embarrass you. And when you come back and look at the revenge narrative, all the other things that are going on, people are saying the Chiefs are done after the loss to the Chargers in Brazil. I think the Chiefs come out and make a statement. I think they win big.
All right, final game for Sunday, primetime, Falcons at Vikings, Jeremy.
I'm going to take Minnesota, but again, this feels like it could go either way. I'll go with the home team that needs the win.
I'm going with the road team. I'm going with the Falcons. I think the Falcons are going to be a real good football team, not conference contender, but a good football team, and they make a statement win on Sunday night. Ed.
I'm going with the Falcons as well. I think they may not be a conference contender, but I think they're a division contender. I mean, they lost to the Buccaneers, and that sort of puts them in a bad spot in that division. I think the Bucs take it again, but Atlanta's better than they've been.
All right, Ed, before we get out, because we'll pick Monday games on Monday morning quarterback, give me a Ravens score.
Oh, I think it's a big one. I think the Ravens win 31-13.
Oh, I got the Ravens winning as well, scoring 31, but 31-19. Oh, Jeremy. Okay.
31-10.
So we all had 31 points.
I think I just Did I just Price is Right myself under Ed? Should I have gone with 14? Or is it the closest without going over?
Closest without going over.
Damn it. I think, all right. Maybe I'm good.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.